The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Yisrael Baruch Tursky and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara discusses the concept of Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufa, some of its Gedarim. Tosis here goes into the topic at greater length, so it would be appropriate to spend a few minutes to try to get a better understanding of what's going on. We'll start with a shaila that's discussed by Dayan Padva, the Baal Shalas Shuvas Cheshev HaEifod, and Dayan Weiss, the Baal Shalas Shuvas Menachas Yitzchok, in a correspondence published in Cheveres Koil HaTayra, Cheveres Nun. Shaila involves a diabetic. Before eating, he would have to do a test to determine whether it's okay for him to eat. So it had special tablets, and he would drop one into a urine sample. The sample would then turn colors. Either it would turn red, or it would turn blue. If it turned red, that meant he couldn't eat now. If it turned blue, then it was okay to eat now. That was the test. So the shaila is, okay, what's with Shabbos? We know that one of the Lama test malachis is the malach of Tzeveya, dying. So, could he do the test on Shabbos, or was it also because of Tzeveya? Part of the discussion was to determine whether this dying is considered a malacha sheina tzricha legufa, or tzricha legufa. Dayan Weiss was of the opinion that this could well be a normal malacha tzricha legufa. Dayan Padva held that, no, this would only be a malacha sheina tzricha legufa. Okay, so let's see if we could sharpen our understanding of the concept of Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufa and come back to get a better grasp of the issue. What does it mean, Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufa? The Ri here, in Tosfos, the Maskil of Shem Poiter, defines Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufa as a Malacha done for a purpose not similar to the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. Someone did a Malacha on Shabbos, but the purpose for which he did the malacha was not similar to the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. That, according to the Ri, is the meaning of malacha shein etzricha legufa. And that's a chiddush. What that means is that malacha shein etzricha legufa does not deal with any specific requirement. Rather, a malacha done has to have whatever it takes to make it similar in purpose to its particular av malacha as that av malacha was done in the Mishkan. So, for example, take the case of someone who extinguishes a lamp to preserve the oil. We all know that kibuy of a lamp is considered tzricha legufa only if the wick was a fresh wick and extinguishing the flame would make it easier to relight the wick, because that would be a positive development of the wick. But in this case, where the kibuy is only to prevent the oil from being used up, it's considered a malacha shein etzricha legufa because preventing the oil from being used up is only a negative purpose. So putting out the lamp to preserve the oil is a classic malacha shein etzricha legufa. Says Tosfos, that's only true because in the Mishkan there still happened not to be any need of kibuy for a negative purpose. The kibuy was done to form coals for the metal workers. The fire under the pot of cooking samamonim, that was always kept low. So there never was any need to lower the flame to prevent the samamonim in the pot from getting burned. So now you're doing a kibuy for a negative purpose, to prevent the oil from being used up. That's not similar to the Mishkan, and according to Reb Shimon Yer Potter. But supposing that in the Mishkan they wouldn't have been careful to keep the flame under the samamonim low, so that at times it would have been necessary to lower the flame to prevent the samamonim from getting burned. Then says Tosfos, we would have had a kibuy in the Malachas HaMishkan, which was done for a negative purpose. Then the halacha would have been different. Then if someone puts out an oil lamp to prevent oil from being used up, in fact, that would have been considered a Malachas Tzricha Legufa. And even according to Reb Shimon Yer Potter, the kibuy is only being done for a negative purpose. No matter, because we don't care whether the malacha is for a negative purpose, and we don't care if it was positive purpose. We only care that the malacha should be similar to the way it was done in the Mishkan. If in the Mishkan we would have found the kibbutz for a negative purpose, then kibbutz for a negative purpose would have also been similar to the Mishkan. That's the opinion of Tosfos. Malacha shein etzricha legufa is not any specific requirement. It only means the purpose is similar to the purpose in the Mishkan. Rashi is on Daf Kuvav is mashma that he understood entirely different. The mashmaus of malacha sheina tzricha legufa there is that it does have a very specific requirement. It means that someone does a malacha that makes a change in an object. That change in the object has a benefit. His benefit is in the malacha, and is in the malacha object. So we'll take two examples. First, someone digs a hole, and he has no use for the hole, but he does want the dirt. So, it's a malacha either of boina or of chayfer, depending on the context. But in either case, the object of the malacha is the field where the hole is being dug. That's the malacha object. His benefit is not in the hole. His benefit is in the dirt. So his benefit is not in the malacha object. That's malacha sheina tzricha legufa. Take on the case we spoke before about kiboy. So if he wants to preserve the oil, so altogether the malacha, the benefit is in the oil, and the malacha object is the flame or the wick. Even the case where he wants to preserve the wick from being burned, but we said that it has to be a positive development of the malacha object from which he has a benefit. Here, there's no positive development of the wick. The wick stays as it was, it just is not getting burned up. So again, there's no positive development from which he has a benefit. This basic understanding is not just Rashi. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Balamor, and the Kuvov, they all, it's pretty clear from what they all write, that they also had the same basic understanding as Rashi. Now, you may have noticed that Rashi in our sugya speaks about how the malacha is for a negative purpose. So that would indicate a different understanding. But the same words, the same conflict, appears in all of those Rishonim that we mentioned earlier. And in the Ramban, we understand the answer to this conflict. When he speaks out that the malacha involved in the Mishnah is for a negative purpose, he expresses it as a means of demonstrating that it's not, that there's no benefit in the malacha, because altogether, you didn't need the malacha, so you don't have a positive development of a malacha object. The whole malacha object you would have rather not had. But it all comes back to that basic principle, that malacha sheina tzricha legufa is that you have a positive development of a malacha object, and the benefit is from that positive development. Okay, so we have a machloikis between Rashi and the Rishonim versus the Tosfos. Rashi and the Rishonim hold that malacha sheina tzricha legufa is a specific requirement, that the benefit has to be in the malacha object as opposed to somewhere else. And Tosfos learns a more general idea, without any specific requirement, just that it should be similar to the malacha samishkan. If we look into it a little bit more, we'll see that the difference goes even deeper. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud is mashma, that the yisoid of the p'tur of malacha sheina tzricha legufa is because of malachas machshavas. There is a mashmois in the Gemara like that. Rashi by us in the Sugya says so explicitly, as does the Ramban, the Rajma Bava Kama, the Ran, the Ra'a, the Meiri. They all say that the Yisoid of Malach Hashem Tzricha Lagufa is because it's not Malachas Machshavis. Tosfos in Yumadav Lamadalad Amid Beis says explicitly that Malach Hashem Tzricha Lagufa has absolutely nothing to do with Malachas Machshavis. It's totally unrelated. And same as Mashma, from the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that Pedalad Amid Beis. When we think into it, we could see that according to the understanding of the re-entices by us, it's impossible that it should be related to Malachas Machshavis. Malachas Machshavis is a term used by the Torah to describe the Malachas HaMishkan. La'asos b'chol Malachas Machshavis. If there never had been a Binyan HaMishkan, there still would be a concept of Malachas Machshavis. On the other hand, if you talk about Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa, which means it's similar to the Mishkan, well, if there never would have been a Mishkan, then the whole concept of being similar to the Mishkan wouldn't exist. Or take it from this angle. If we come to be done on the Malacha HaMishkan itself, was it Malacha Tzricha Legufa or was it Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa? It would be a meaningless question. You're asking, is it similar to itself? It doesn't have any meaning. If we ask, on the other hand, was it Malachas Machshavas? So then it makes sense. You're talking something that makes sense. The answer is yes, it was Malachas Machshavas. La'asos b'chol Malachas Machshavas. So, Malachus Machshavis is something that does not depend on the Mishkan and applies to the Mishkan. Malachus Shein Tzricha the Gufa does depend on the Mishkan and doesn't apply to the Mishkan, only applies after the Mishkan. So it seems pretty clear that it can't be the same concept. It can't be incorporated in the meaning of Malachus Machshavis. Whereas the Rashi and the Rishonim, the way they understand it, it makes very good sense, l'shitasam, how they understand that Malachus Machshavis incorporates the concept of Malachus Shein Tzricha the Gufa. Till now we dealt with the basic concept of Malachus Shein Tzricha the Gufa. Let's try to move on now to more specific guidelines, what's incorporated and what's not incorporated. So when we deal with the Shita of Rashi and the Rishonim, so the basic concept is pretty close to the basic guideline, because we have to know, is the benefit in the Malacha object, or is the benefit not in the Malacha object? In Tosfos it gets a little bit rougher. Tosfos talks about being similar to the Malachas HaMishkan. What's considered similar to the Malachas HaMishkan? What's not considered similar? That needs to be defined better. Let's deal specifically with the following question. There is a concept of the benefit of the Malacha being in the object of the Malacha. And for the most part in the Mishkan, that's the way it was. So to be considered similar to the Mishkan, do you need to have that Maila, that the benefit of the Malacha you're doing is similar, lies in the object of the Malacha the way it was in the Mishkan? Or is it enough that you're doing a Malacha for any positive purpose, as opposed to a negative purpose like putting out a lamp? So we'll talk about the case of Kerei Al-Mesoi. It's a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, and Daf Kufhei, Amit Beis. Someone who does Kriya, because a close relative passed away, and the Halacha requires that he writes Kriya. So, that rip that he does to his garment is a positive development. He did a mitzvah. But the benefit is not in the garment. The garment is not a better garment because he ripped the garment. So Rashi says, it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. We understand that very well, according to his own opinion, that the benefit of the malacha has to be in the object of the malacha. Tosfos says that that is considered a malacha hatzricha legufa. That we understand that, according to his opinion, that it only has to be similar to the Mishkan. And that answers our question. Is it enough that there's a positive development, or does it have to actually be that the object, that the benefit is in the object of the malacha? So if malacha of kriya, of ripping, that's being done to the beged, is considered according to Tosfos Tzricha Legufa, we see that it's not necessary that the benefit of the malacha lie in the object of the malacha. Another case discussed in the Gemara is someone who rips a cloth in front of the people of his house in order to exert his authority. The Gemara says clearly that that's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. According to the Rishonim, we understand the benefit is not in the beged. The beged didn't become a better beged. But according to Tosfos, we have to understand, if we just finish saying that to be considered similar to the Mishkan, it's not necessary that the benefit lie in the object, so why wouldn't that be considered a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa according to Tosfos? Tosfos himself deals with the question. And he explains that kriya is really different, that because kriya, the malacha of ripping, is really a destructive malacha, so specifically in that malacha, there has to be, in order to be considered similar, so there has to be a level of tikkun, of rectification, that's similar to the level of tikkun that was in the Mishkan. So the mere fact that Tosfos does deal with the question makes it pretty evident that in general, it's not necessary to have the benefit of the malacha lie in the object of the malacha. Let's come back to the shaila with which we started. The diabetic who has to test the urine sample to see whether he could eat now, and this sample would either turn red or blue. Is that tzricha legufa or is that ain't a tzricha legufa? According to Tosfos, we don't need that the benefit should lie in the malacha object. The malacha object is the urine sample. the benefit is the piece of knowledge that he has. Maybe one is not in the other, but Taisa doesn't require that it should be one in the other, that the benefit should be in the malacha object. So it seems pretty clear that according to Tosfos, it would be considered malacha hatzricha legufa, that would be chayiv. According to the Shitas Rashi and the Rishonim, so we understand Dayan Padve, that it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, because, like we said, the benefit is the piece of knowledge that he has, and the malacha object is the urine sample. So the benefit doesn't seem to be in the urine sample. However, we could also understand the opinion of Dayan Weiss that it is a malacha tzricha legufa, even according to the Shita of Rashi and the Rishonim. And the reason is because the piece of knowledge that he has is based on the state of the urine sample. He doesn't need the urine sample to remain blue for a long time or to remain red for a long time. But for every time it takes to read the urine sample, his benefit is coming from the urine sample in its dyed state.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.